Around the country, attendance has trended up at state fairs, but that hasn't been the case in Utah. About 20% fewer people visited last year than just 5 years earlier. Legislative auditors said this spring that the fair will be insolvent in 2 or 3 years unless it makes some changes. Kathy Whedon is a consultant for the architecture and planning company CRSA. She offered some insights this week to a legislative committee.
What we do see is that our fair has a struggle to be able to have non-fair season use, and that mostly is because there has been kind of a dearth of public improvements to the fair park facilities.
The price tag for improvements could be higher than $80 million. Whedon said that would allow the state to build a convention center on the site, update the barns for year-round commercial use, and finish refurbishing the equestrian complex.
Doing any work on the site is not free. There are, as we said, significant buildings and significant structures that have been long left to take care of themselves.
One other option under consideration is turning the whole fair complex into a commercial development. Another might be moving the fair to various counties or establishing a new home, possibly in tandem with a recreation complex in Harriman. Larry Wiley is a Democrat who represents West Valley City.
We've got to look at this methodically, I guess, and make a decision as to where we go with this. And as a Salt County resident and representing those people in Salt County, you know, we prefer to have that remain as is. I think it's very important. It has a lot of history. And everybody that grew up in Salt Lake County has some kind of a tie with that fair park in one way or another.
What's not clear yet is how much value lawmakers will put on keeping the fair at its current location on the west side of Salt Lake City's downtown. Judy Fays, KUER News.